Hello, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome back to another episode of Haunted Pub Crawl. We're staying in Scotland again this weekend.
Yes, Scotland. It's very cold, and it's very cold across the UK this week. It's fucking freezing.
It is freezing.
This is sat in a hoodie and big thick socks, and it's just still
lashing down freezing. Rain a week. It's fucking awful. It is awful. So we're back to normal UK weather rather than the hot weather that we've been used to for the last few months. So that's a bit shit. And we're in a run-up to Christmas. So we're actually recording this on Black Friday.
Yes, we are.
So big shout out to everybody in the US. Thanks for giving us an extra shopping day.
So, I'm glad I'm not working retail anymore.
No, Jesus. Same here. Christ, can you imagine? Everywhere's Black Friday today. Everywhere's Black Friday.
Yeah.
I'm even looking at the recording software that we're using. It says Black Friday is here. Say 50%. yeah. All right. Anyway.
Awesome.
So we're going to stay in Scotland for this episode. So we've got a few more, quite a lot of haunted venues in Scotland.
Yes. There's a lot. We're sort of staying around Fife. Scotland, out on the east coast of Scotland.
Yeah. And I'm learning loads about the UK as we do this, as I did with the US. Don't know where we are.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's a town I never heard of in like Wisconsin or something random. At least we're a bit closer to home. We can definitely learn about our own history of our own countries. I'm learning like history of the buildings and finding some little interesting facts about these places. It's
definitely
pretty cool.
So I'm over to you for the first one then, Ash.
Yeah, so like I say, we're in Fife in a place called Anstruther. I'm sure that sounds better with a Scottish accent. But at a place called the Dreal Tavern.
Okay.
Kind of a nondescript building, really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it dates back to the 16th century.
Wow.
So very, very old. It's a former coaching inn. And King James V of Scotland, nephew of Henry VIII, he supposedly had his way with a local beggar maid at the property, even paying her for services.
So he's a prostitute then?
Yeah, it's a nice way of saying it. Prostitute. And the Beggars Benison Club was founded here in 1732. And it's not surprising that a previous psychic on a visit to the property had the impression that the upstairs of the tavern was once used as a brothel.
Oh, is that ties in?
Yeah. With King James V. interesting fact, King James V was 9 months old when he took to the crown. And he took the throne.
Really?
Which is weird, yeah. It's proper,
how do you make decisions back then?
I don't know. I was like, because it looked like he was born in, like, whatever. And I was like, coronated on this day. I was like, what is he? 9 months old. But yeah. When he died, he was like 30. I was like, had to fight him with Henry VIII.
That's his uncle, though, as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he didn't want to go to Church of England. So, like, when Henry VIII split, the Catholic Church, the former Church of England, King James V was like, nah, I'm not having that. Ended up fighting him and getting killed.
So, there we go.
Like I say, I'm learning history.
I'm
these
impressed. I'm impressed.
And he had a prostitute at this pub as well, so apparently. Oh.
Evening entertainment.
Yes. And he paid for him as well. I think like the king wasn't paid. Like, he's like, I'm the king. Like, you just want to do it. But
don't you know who I am?
Yeah. Mad.
Cool.
So talk about the paranormal stuff, getting out of the history lesson. This one is a man that looks like a pirate, has been seen on more than one occasion sitting in the armchair in one of the guest bedrooms.
Cool. It's freaky.
In another bedroom, the shelf in this bedroom was witnessed by several people turning around, but the ornaments did not fall off. So it's like a weird parlor trick or something where the shelf's moving and stuff doesn't fall off it. The beds above the inn. I said to move when people are asleep. And the bedroom upstairs in the office said to move during the night. Both beds under the window. And then when they woke up, they weren't under the window anymore. They'd, the whole beds had been moved. Oddly, wow. Someone likes moving the beds around by the sounds of it.
Wow.
Movements and the shadows and the shapes of people, like sort of half people, have been seen by staff after they closed the bars. Doors have been heard opening and closing by the staff after closing time. This is mainly in the area near the toilets. Brass plates are falling from the wall in the pub without any obvious reason for doing so. And one time at 3 o'clock in the morning, the occupant, so in the office, it's like staff would stay, obviously live there. The occupant lived in the office, well, stayed, slept in the office at 3 o'clock in the morning, heard what they sounded like children playing in the bar.
Ooh.
It's like a commotion and voices and kids playing at 3 in the morning. So obviously not going to be kids outside.
Yeah.
And footsteps have been heard coming from the top floor of the building. When they gone to check, there was nobody there.
Wow. Quite a top freaky place.
Yeah, top floor, like we know, was a brothel, allegedly. So probably lots of men and women of the night coming back up there, maybe. Yeah, quite a lot of activity. And it's isn't quite a lot of physical activity, like beds moving, shelves moving, things flying off the wall and stuff.
That's quite extreme stuff for like a haunting, isn't it? Like proper heavy stuff moving.
So it was about 600, 500 years old?
Yeah.
16, 15. Yeah, 500 years old. Wow. Like I say, it's quite nondescript.
Yeah, it's quite a standard sort of building, really, isn't it? Could be anything.
But it's got all this history. Including King James V as well, which is pretty cool.
That is cool. To have that royal connection, that's pretty awesome.
Mm. I was like, yeah, maybe obviously it's like only apparently, but he was quite promiscuous, apparently, King James, so you never know.
Never know. That's cool. So moving on for me, I'm going to butcher this name. I will butcher the name. It's Colcrouch Castle. And here we go in the background.
Nice.
Yeah, looks like it could be like a McDonald's hotel or something nowadays. One of those sort of like higher chains that take out the castles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the castle was property of the Galbraiths of Colcrouch, but sold to the Setons in 1630. So this is an old property again, and you're going to have some history lesson as well.
Cool.
Then from then to the Napiers 2 years later. In 1796, it was acquired by Alexander Spears, who built a large and profitable cotton mill on his estate, but had passed from the family in 1875. So it was in the family for like 80 odd years. The fine building is now a hotel and has the largest colony of bats in Britain, living in the roof area of the castle.
Awesome. I love bats.
Yeah.
I love going sitting, like, there's a little like pond area near mine, and there's like these trees, and the bats just fly.
That's cool.
On your head, and they come like dead close. Like, you can feel the wind as they fly past your head. I've sat there, like, this is amazing.
That is cool.
Just don't bite me. I don't want rabies or something.
No, I think you'd be right, wouldn't you? The Chinese bird room within the oldest part of the building. It's hand-painted Chinese wallpaper dating back from 1723.
Wow.
And it's believed to be the only surviving example of this period in Scotland. So, bit of history there anyway, especially if you've got this hand-painted Chinese wallpaper. That's quite a
unique... That's worth a lot as well.
Yeah. And the fact you've got all these bats in there as a colony that you won't be able to sort of touch So that's a little bit about the history. So some of the alleged activity in the property. So the castle is reputed to have several ghosts. The Phantom Harper of Colcrouch relates to events believed to have taken place in 1582. So we're going back, what, 600 years, 500 odd years? So sort of similar history to yours. One of the Buchanan family was mortally wounded by Robert Galbraith, one of the original owners of the property, son of the 16th chief. The dying man was taken to what was now the Chinese bird room, accompanied by his mistress. When he died, to comfort herself, she began to play a wire-strung harp known as the clarsach in Gaelic. And it is said that her soft music has been heard since, particularly in the dead of night. The music has been reported from this and to its adjoining room, and is also in the Laird's Hall, so like the Lord's Hall of the castle. Sightings, you'll love this one. Sightings of a severed animal head, reported to be a hog's head, have been reported, which apparently flies round the battlements on a plate.
Awesome.
Can you imagine just seeing this pig flying around? Another man, it is, yeah. That's one of the best ones we've heard, but as part of a manifestation of things. Another manifestation is of a cold grey mass about the height and proportions of a human, and this has been reported in all areas of the castle. Other activity, which has been kept back from sort of public investigations, is the feeling of depression in the bar area and customers who refuse to sit in the end room of the bar, and also feelings of being touched. So a bit of a creepy place, and like I say, it's a hotel now, so obviously there's a lot of people going in and out, but cannot get any confirmed sightings of the hogshead flying around. The harp has been a popular one that comes up a lot.
Yeah, that'd be quite haunting, like, say you're just there at night and just hear this music just start playing. Quite ominous, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. And it's probably one of those sort of sounds that you can't quite get where it's coming from. You're sort of looking around, it sort of comes from a lot of places. Yeah. So, yeah, that is the castle. And that's quite a freaky place.
Awesome, awesome. So, for my next one, I'm going back to Fife to St. Andrews. And this is St. Michael's Inn.
Okay, nice.
This was built in 1799. I think just Scotland has a lot of old places.
Yeah.
And that's what we've kept. I think around the UK, obviously we do have a lot of old pubs and stuff, but a lot of it does get built on. And Scotland's, I think's been largely left untouched. Like they do kind of all the castles and these old taverns and stuff, which is cool, really.
Yeah, definitely. It's
proper built to last as well, like these old places. And St. Michael's Inn served as a coaching inn and drop-off point for the Dundee Penny Post. It is situated at a crossroads called Carrick Junction, which is nowadays known as St. Mike's. The crossroads is where the roads from St. Andrews, Cupar, Tayport and Newport all meet. The surrounding area used to be forest, but like most of Britain, this has changed over time. Paranormal activity at the inn has been reported by guests and staff, and it's still ongoing. Although the staff feel like there's nothing malevolent at the inn, and that the R is homely and welcoming, they're not like scared ghosts, they've not got hogs' heads flying around or anything like that. One story is a guest who's telling staff that he'd been speaking to a little girl on the stairs one morning, only to be told that no children were staying at the inn or visiting. Oh, wow. So a little girl ghost, always pretty scary.
That's never good.
On the stairs, never good. Several guests reporting at different times that someone was trying to open the bedroom door during the night, even when no other guests were staying there at the time. That's multiple, like, independent guests saying at different times. A female figure has been seen from outside standing at the window of room 6 when the room's been empty. Feeling of someone rushing by been felt by staff when they're in the cellar downstairs. That was really creepy. Mm-hmm. So I've been in some old pub cellars, and even in, like, we talked about my basement here, my property, and you felt like someone running past behind you, that would be, yeah, that's pretty scary.
Very much so.
Cold spots and cobweb sensation felt in the function room by staff. And we've had a little girl, now we've got babies that have been heard crying throughout the night on several occasions, so not an isolated incident. And this has been reported, like say, by multiple guests, but no babies were staying there. And this has been mainly from room 2. When guests stay in room 2, they hear it coming from room 3, even though there's no baby in there.
That's mad.
So you got some creepy little girl and baby ghosts. So that's horrible. they do say like it, they are friendly, it's not malevolent, but that's still creepy.
Still not nice to hear that stuff.
No. You want to stay in room 3 where there's the baby who cried during the night. The window of room 6 seems to open by itself. And bedclothes on the middle bed are disturbed frequently as if someone had been sitting there. That's been reported by the cleaners. They also like clean the room, go back in. It looks like someone's been sat there. Oh. In the function room again, lights mysteriously turning on and off, even though the lights don't even work. But they still turn themselves on and off.
That's weird.
Very weird. Like it's giving a bit of power to it.
Yeah. Strange like place.
Using some energy. Very strange. They're getting quite a lot of different types of reports as well.
Mm, yeah, quite a mixture.
So yes, that was St. Michael's in St. Andrews.
Cool. So, the last of my pubs is this one. So, it says it's the Boar's Head on the pub. That's just one of the names. Now, trying to find stuff on this place was quite a tricky task. So it's one of the reports is when it was the Forest Inn, it's been called the Boar's Head and also the Forest Hills Hotel. And so it's the Forest Hills Hotel where the haunting has come from. And this actually, it no longer exists as a pub. It was actually put on the market some time ago, and because it's near St. Andrews, they were thinking that people who are going to golf might come and might be interested in buying it. So yeah, it's no longer like a pub or anything like that now, but it's in the town of Auchtermuchty, and that is the pronunciation. I did check that out before I done this because it's
good stuff.
Horrendously difficult to even spell. So the Forest Hills Hotel is a charming little building. Charming's a strong word. It looks very
similar. It's like a British tilt. It's like a semi standard British.
It looks a little bit like your first one, actually, but with like a rendered wall. But it's a building situated in the oldest part of the town. The hotel, formerly known as the Boar's Head, as mentioned, was once a coaching inn and dates back to 1738, making it one of the oldest buildings in the town. The present owners of the hotel, or at the time of these reports, stated that paranormal activity does appear to be an ongoing in the property, but they hadn't witnessed any of it themselves. Staff, relatives and guests, however, have had unexplained experiences while at the hotel. This was when it was the Forest Hills Hotel.
Yeah.
So one of the experiences was a dark shadow-like figure was seen in the function room doorway by a member of staff after closing time. This caused him to swiftly lock up and leave, but was left with a terrible sensation of dread that lasted with him till we got home. So I can imagine that is an awful thing to see. It's like when you turn the lights off and run up the stairs.
Yeah, definitely.
but I don't know if there's a bit of like a hitchhiker effect at that point where it's sort of almost following him. Mm-hmm. But when he gets home to his safe place, it sort of like disappears maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Glasses have been mysteriously thrown from the shelf behind the bar in the function room with 2 witnesses to this event at least. Again, a lot of haunted pubs, and you see videos on the internet, there's lots of times where glasses on the CCTV is dropping off shelves and such like. Yeah. A woman in old-fashioned clothes, possibly Victorian, has been seen in the back bar area. Which obviously can be quite weird when you're not expected to see that. A male spirit in uniform has been seen regularly in the kitchen by a member of staff. Again, never good to see. A loud noise has been reported by a guest. That's not unusual, I suppose, in a public sort of place.
And the noise just a loud noise.
Just a loud noise. But the loud noise appeared to be coming from the landing outside of the guest's room and sounded like something heavy being dragged along the floor.
Right.
Yeah. No other guests were staying in the hotel at the time. So make of that what you will. But again, loud noise, public place. It's a bar, it's a hotel. Staff around.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And one of the last reports is that people have reported feelings of being touched. So similar also to, like you mentioned, about like the spider's web kind of feeling.
Mm.
That's actually quite a popular sensation that people describe around hauntings and ghosts. So when they're being touched by a spirit, they call it like spider touch or spider web touch, because that's what it feels like when you go through.
It's like you had it where you thought to feel it, but then when you do like this,
yeah,
and try and get it, there's nothing there. It's like, what?
And everybody knows what that feeling feels like. It's like a tickly kind of thread sort of thing, isn't it?
So, yeah.
So yeah, that's the last of the haunting at the Boar's Head, the Forest Inn, Forest Hills Hotel. Creepy place. Creepy
cool. Place. It's quite. These ones seem to have had quite prominent spirits, like showing themselves, making lots of noises and stuff. That's quite different, I think, to some of the stuff we've had.
Yeah,
there's gonna be quite a lot of stuff happening, and also quite like there's someone in the kitchen in uniform, there's a woman dressed in Victorian clothes, there's a little girl on the stairs, like there's a pirate sat in a chair at the Dairy Tavern. It's like it's quite making themselves known, they seem to,
definitely,
like different to what sometimes you find.
And we saw that in Aberdeen, it was more like hearsay stuff where people would, had things happen, whereas here there's witnesses to these events, so that's pretty cool.
And there's more. There's still quite a few more pubs in Fife that we are going to go to, so make sure you listen next week.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
See you next time.